Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We're here for Ask Us Anything from Do This, Not That. This is the episode where all week long we get in work questions and we get in ridiculous questions, and we try to tackle one of each. And if you want to submit a question, it's real easy. Just go to jschwedelson.com, click podcast, and there's a button there that says Ask Us Anything, and you could put in anything. I mean, you would not even believe some of the questions that we get in. And so here's our short episode. Let's jump right into the work question first. We got a question in from Alyssa from Billings, Montana. I've never been to Montana. I would love to go to Montana. I know a random fact about Montana, though. Did you know, and this is not like a joke, there are more farm animals than humans in Montana. That's true. So be on the lookout for animals. I want to go there. Alyssa, what is your work question? Jay, our webinar show-up rate is terrible. Is there anything we can do to improve our show-up rates for our webinars? Okay, this is a good question. And, you know, it's very timely because we were just looking at some data internally about webinar show-up rates in 2024 specifically. So going back for about the last 6 months. And we looked at it year over year compared to last year. And what we're seeing, our research group is seeing, is that show-up rates for webinars across the board are down by about 25%. And that's people actually showing up live to the webinar, not people watching on demand. That's not good. And we are causing this, right? We are making on demand so available, so easy. It's totally ridiculous. You know, that is why movies are failing, right? If you look at why are people not really going to the movies and movies are not performing well, it's because things are getting onto on demand too fast. Before the pandemic, it used to be at least 3 months before a movie would go from the movie theater into streaming. But then afterwards, they've shortened the cycle. If you look at the movie Challengers, for example, with Zendaya, that movie, from the time it was in the theaters to the time it was available on demand, was only 50 days. And people are like, screw it. I don't need to go to the theater. It'll be on demand. And that's the same thing with our webinars. People are saying, I don't need to attend. I'll see it on demand. So what we need to do and what we're seeing that's working really, really well is this idea of attend to receive. Okay, attend to receive. So what does that exactly mean? You want to have something that if the people show up live, they get a benefit. They get a benefit. And why does it matter if they show up live versus on demand? Here's the stat, and this is from the last 90 days, from research we did in the last 90 days. People who show up live to webinars, if they show up live, not watching it on demand, convert to pipeline opportunities 400% more than those that watch the on-demand version. So getting them to show up is a difference maker in terms of you engaging with them. Now, show-up rates are 35% higher when exclusive content is available only to those people who attend live, right? So what you want to do is have subject lines and then have headlines in your emails and on your social posts, on your landing page that say things like, only live attendees get the 2024 trends report. Live attendees only, maybe you want to give a discount, 20% discount. Right? Attend live for this exclusive content. And you want to push it aggressively. But if you could build into what you're doing, attend to receive, or even attend to interact, only attendees will be able to do live Q&A with this big speaker that we got, and the Q&A will not be available in the on-demand version. Listen, we have to stop this thing where we are just making on-demand so easy and available for everybody because we think it's the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to grow your pipeline, to grow your business, right? So this idea of attend to receive is a great test that we recommend trying. All right, let's get into, well, actually, before we get into the ridiculous question, which is ridiculous, I want to let you know that this podcast is sponsored by Marigold. Marigold is my email sending platform. It is great for small, medium, and large businesses. Now, maybe you're like tuning this part out. You're like, oh, it's a sponsor read. Who cares? But I'm telling you, you can have a better platform. You don't need to struggle with your email sending platform you're on right now. There is a better solution. I've been using Marigold for years. They're a roll-up of Sail Through and Campaign Monitor, My Emma and Cheetah Digital. It is amazing. If you want to find out more information, just go to meetmarigold.com, or if you want me to introduce you directly to them, to the best people, just DM me on LinkedIn. I will hook you up. I'm telling you, it's worth 30 minutes of your time to check it out at meetmarigold.com. All right, let's get on to the ridiculous question. We got a question in from Daniel from New Orleans. I was just in New Orleans recently. I don't know what's going on there with all the haunted stuff. There's all these ghost tours. And it was like, going to ghost tour. I'm like, 0% chance. Why would I want to do that? It's like, I don't want to walk in somewhere and then somebody go boo, and they come out of the corner and they scare me. How is that something I want to pay for? I'm sorry, Daniel. If you want me to hang out and do that, I'll meet you afterwards. That ain't my thing. So what's your question? All right, Daniel said, oh, this is a very important question. Daniel said, Pat Sajak retired from Wheel of Fortune. Are you good at that show when you watch it? No, I'm actually weirdly horribly bad at it. Like, there could be like two unturned rectangles, letters, and I still won't get it. And I'll sit there with my family on the couch and they'll crush it right out of the gate. I'm like, how did you see that? Like, and I'm always seeing bad words. I'm always seeing, like, you know, but, like B-U-T-T, when it's not, like, I don't know, it's supposed to be like mitt or something. I don't know. And so, and I would never go on any game show that required brain power. Like, wouldn't go on that one. I would not go on Jeopardy because you have to know all the answers. I would only go on ones where you could be an idiot and do well. So like The Wall, where you like drop a big ball and then it lands in a thing, you win some money. I'd do that one. Why not? I would do Press Your Luck because that one's where you go, no whammy, and you hit the button. Totally fine with that one. That one seems like it's made for me. Fear Factor, they should bring that show back. That show was disgusting. That I would not do that show. But that's where they were like eating cockroaches and hanging out with snakes. I just want to watch it because whatever. I can't even do The Price is Right. That's too scary for me. Because like, what? I don't know. I don't know how much, you know, a new car, or this car. I'm very bad at that. Oh, but I would go on Deal or No Deal. Sounds like a good one, where they opened up the cases and say, yes, open up the case, number 12, whatever. I would check that. I would do that. I feel like I could do that. Anyway, very important topic. Thank you, Daniel, for that. Listen, I hope you check out our longer episode at the end of the week. Please leave this review. I say that all the time. And if you haven't done it, you got to do it. Even if you think I'm annoying, come on, leave it a review. And check out guruconference.com, the world's largest free virtual email marketing event. We're going to run out of spots. Virtual, free, guruconference.com. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be there. I'm going to be there. Keep it real. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. guruevents.com. Check it out.